defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Against that?
No! We will run! And we will live.
Alright.
Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
That's right, Patriots. They will never take our freedom. Hey, Patriots, I hope you guys are having a great day. We're going to have so much fun. I'm going to show you about President Trump. I think I'm going to title this video Trump Revenge. Revenge takes time. Those words were dished out so cold. Did you guys see that? If you're new here, I'm Melissa, Red Pill the World. This is the Freedom Force Battalion. We are in here to win it, just like Mel Gibson and Bannon, and I'm telling you, just really gives you the steely backbone to see all these great, amazing patriots. This is our channel right here, freedomforce.live. It's never been taken down. It looks like everything's A-okay. We've been banned off of various programs and apps and channels and all that, but my website has continually stayed up. It's freedomforce.live live. And so we look at how this is biblical, and it's really very good news, not the scary news that they had told us. And I'll talk about it here in a little bit, but these are the books that I've written about end times, because I've been teaching kids God's word for 40 years or more, whatever it is, a lot of years. And now I realize the truth of it. The Lord helped me piece it together, and it's complicated. And the Lord said he wouldn't reveal it until the very end. And now he's revealed it. And I'm very excited to be able to share this truth with you. Years ago, the Lord he just tapped me on the shoulder. This is 1984. And he was like, I need you to get busy. And he gave me a hunger for his word. Like I can't even tell you. And I just I just couldn't stop studying his word. And I did not realize what the plan was. And I never touched Revelation, because I didn't understand it. I'm like, I don't know. But he helped me to piece it together with all these big pieces of the puzzle. My daughter and I have been working on a 2,000-piece puzzle. She comes over and we get 3 pieces in. It's ridiculous. That's kind of like the book of Revelation. It's been quite the piece of the puzzle pieces. But I've been able to decode it. Here is what I want you to do. Like, share, and subscribe. Like, share, and subscribe. Right now, hit that like button, please. It's helping the people who have not seen our information to see it. And it's so important. I hate it when people, the Christians especially, are hiding under the bed. They're so scared that this is the end and that we're going to fall to the beast and blah, blah, blah. So I'm very, very happy to share this information. And I just wanted you to love it if you would like and share. And also, before I forget, you can go on, if you've read my book, if you go and put a review, I would really, really appreciate it. Okay, so let's jump right in. This is President Trump with his famous saying. Watch his eyes. Watch his eyes. That revenge takes time.
Well, revenge does take time. I will say that.
It does.
And sometimes revenge can be justified, Phil. I have to be honest.
No.
Gotta be honest, Phil. Sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes it's necessary. I'm going to play that again because it was a little bit light. I want you to hear it loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Well, revenge does take time, I will say that.
It does.
And sometimes revenge can be justified, Phil. I have to be honest. You know, sometimes it can.
Yeah, Phil's like, okay, so my theory, and I want to hear what you guys have to say. Hey, Patriots. Hey, Rhino Hunter. Melly. I want you guys to tell me, what do you think about Dr. Phil? Do you think he... I just find it very, and I'm getting way ahead of myself, but don't you think that it was weird that he was like pushing so hard not to have revenge? Didn't you catch that? Didn't y'all think that was, I mean, he went on and on and on. President Trump tried to change the subject and he came right back to it time and time again. And then President Trump brought up two times something about Oprah, which I find that very interesting. It makes me wonder if Oprah didn't have the ear of Dr. Phil, because they're buddies, and say, okay, I want you to push this, because Oprah certainly does not want revenge on her. Yeah, after all that she has done. No, don't want that at all. All right, so here we go. This I'm going to play for you a clip that was on Dr. Phil's show, and it's so encouraging. We've been waiting for this, y'all, so long. You know, we've been awake, and we've been like, wake up, everybody. What's wrong with you? I can't believe you're not awake. And all of a sudden, that one interview has helped so many people. And you've got, oh, goodness, all these other people waking up. It's really, really encouraging. So check this out.
Watching your interview today, I think it actually gave me an interpretation that I never had of him before. And us not seeing him more, it actually kind of hurts people on judging him. I guess if that's what the media wants to do, then they're doing a very good job at it.
Yeah, you bet. All right.
I was just thinking about when they ran the first time together, or the second time, and President Biden won. I have a lot of Republican friends and a lot of Democratic friends. I'm kind of neutral, but they talked about good versus evil. And I thought, well, we're not really in a Disney movie, so I don't understand. You may not like him. I get that.
Poor thing. Poor thing. She's just ignorant of what's going on right under the surface. And really, we were all in that same situation. We didn't understand the level of evil that was going on. She's clearly oblivious to it. How nice for her. how nice that must be. She has clearly not choked down the red pill that we have choked down. And so it's kind of going to come to it as a shock to her. But anyway, so she's in the middle. She doesn't realize that there's clearly, and to be honest, there's evil on both sides.
But now, 4 years later, the same people I know that have said these things say, I'm really upset with my 401k. I'm upset when I go to the grocery store, and they're all voting for Trump now. So it's, and on the TikTok thing, I do get on TikTok, and most of the people I have followed off and on, their TikToks have been taken down if they have anything about Trump. And I just think this is bias. And so that doesn't help his case at all. They just see one side.
Yeah. Does that bother you?
He's always being the psychiatrist, whatever. Does that bother you? Does that bother you that they're taking people off of TikTok who say something about Trump? Does that bother you? Yeah, it bothers me. It's not an emotional thing. It's a freedom thing. Freedom. They will never take away our freedom. And actually, he got a little taste of that medicine. Did you guys see that Dr. Phil was trying to post this, his advertisement about his interview with President Trump, and TikTok wouldn't post it? So he's getting a little taste of what that's about. TikTok wouldn't. Isn't that interesting? Because there's a lot of truth going out on TikTok. Really amazing. I'm just that they wouldn't allow that to go on there. I'm sick of them censoring. I'm sick of them censoring. You know, anyway, I'm going to talk here in a little bit about the being on Q streaming. If you guys have not joined, if you're still using the Cabal TV, DirecTV, or any of that, please stop, because, you know, we've got to have like a censorship-free streaming of our information. And this is why I love Q streaming. If you go to the site freedomforce.myqstreaming.com, and there's the 800 number right there, you can get the information. And bottom line, like One American News is on there. All these ones that have banned all these great patriots, I won't support them with one half second. Anyway, I thought this was really exciting to see these people waking up. And yes, it's about the financial, okay, you know, whatever. You know, because I personally would want people to wake up about the trafficking of children and the genocide and you know, the evil, true evil. But they're waking up about the how much the gas prices are, and they're waking up about the prices. Okay, fine. Yes, I understand. That's huge. But I guess on my comparison scale, this is trafficking children goes a little higher on the scale. Anyway, but whatever it takes to wake people up, whatever it takes to wake people up, I'm all for that. And that's really tells you why it had to be this way. Why we have to go through the COVID and the jab and the taking away of our freedoms of to speak about the masks and all the different things that they've done to us. This is what it had to be to wake up the people. And so that's very, very encouraging to see all these people waking up. And so I want you to see some more of that. Very exciting. Yes, freedom, Rumble Girl. So this is Rogan, and he's more of a maybe... I don't know if you say left-leaning, but just your standard fair person who's maybe not even, you know, trying to keep up or whatever, watches Joe Rogan. He's very entertaining. He's highly, you know, very, very popular. Lots of people watch his show. And so he's red-pilling the world. Thank you very much, Mr. Rogan. And so I want you to see what he's, I don't listen to rap music, but it's clearly the rap music is about people being railroaded by this government. Corrupt system. The judicial system is corrupt. So check it out. These people are not that smart. I'm talking about the government who went after President Trump. This was not smart. It is backfiring on them big time. And I want us to just enjoy this. We've been waiting on this so long.
So many rappers are showing support for Trump now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because now he's got a felony.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, now they realize also he's getting trapped by the system, just like everybody's been rapping about, being right. Trapped by the system, this bullshit system. And you watch it happen with him.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just talking about this. It's like, I don't think they were counting on the black voter being like, hey, they just fucked that guy. That's what they do to us.
Yeah, this is what they do to everybody, and they pretend they're there for you.
Yeah. I think the number was 70 million. The number was outrageous. How many people have felonies in our country? And that means they can't vote. They can't. There's a lot of things that they're not able to do. It's outrageous. It's literally just outrageous. And so when they're dissing all these people who have President Trump having a felony, they're dissing millions and millions and millions of people. I couldn't believe that number. That just seems so outrageous to me that it was that many people. But that's, you know, it would make sense because our judicial system is so horrible. I just love that. That's another thing. It's just waking up the people, whether it's Dr. Phil's interview or whether it's, this you know, coming out of the felony deal. I mean, it's all... this great awakening. And I've told you guys, you know about the Omer, and we're on the seventh week, the first day of the counting of the Omer. This is the 49th day is this Friday, and then Jubilee will happen with the Pentecost will happen right after that. So that is and I'm not saying that that's going to be the financial breakthrough. Then the biblical economy, just so you know, that is, it's announced and in the at Pentecost, but then you go through all the books and the actual transaction happens at the Feast of Day of Atonement, when everything is square, when everything is set right. And I've told you before, there's a lot of big symbolism happening this October. That this is, you know, what's going on with the BRICS nations, what's going on, with them having their own currency, with this being 7 years since the beginning of the sign of the Son of Man. If you're new here, you probably know all this already, but this is the sign of the Son of Man that happened September 23rd, 2017. So this is 7 years from that. That would be the great harvest. We are the first fruits. We're the first ones to wake up. And now this harvest that they cannot stop any more than you could stop, you know, when the harvest is coming in the fields. All right. So I want you to hear what Bannon had to say. I'm going to probably play the whole thing because it's literal fire. And he goes into a litany of all these ones who are waking up. And I should have grabbed the Amber Rose clip. I don't think I grabbed that. I need to go grab that for you because she is a rap artist. And she's saying, we're not brainwashed anymore. We're not buying into their baloney anymore. That's not exactly what she said, but you get the picture. And so you've got that. And 50 Cent saying every black man he knows is voting for Trump. And then you've got Russell Brand, who is you know, coming out for Trump, just on and on and on. So it's a huge day we've been waiting for so long, so long. It's like this has been an eternity, but we're there. It's like just enjoy it.
much going on. Andrew.
Wow, I've got it super loud now, don't I? I've got 100%. Maybe I need to back it off.
Andrew McCabe, just to finish up my rant there, they're so nervous. And here's why they're nervous. They see what you see. They understand there's a tectonic plate shift. I challenged CNN outside the federal courthouse the other day. Sarah Murray's there, great reporter. As great as you can get at CNN, because it's CNN. Sarah Murray's right there, and I said, hey, Sarah, Harry Enten, right? Harry Enten, and they didn't do it, so I'm challenging now Caitlin Collins. Caitlin Collins used to be the Daily Caller over at Tucker Carlson Shop. Caitlin Collins, I think she's from the University of Alabama also. Caitlin Collins, remember your roots. Just have Harry Enten on. We're going to have Anderson Cooper or Caitlin. It says, bring Harry Enten on. And let Harry Enten go through the crosstabs and ask him, do it Monday. Ask him on Monday, that'll be the 10th of June in the year of 2024, for Harry Enten to make the call of that day, and he will say it'll be a landslide. And that includes Minnesota and the Commonwealth of Virginia.
They're scared to pieces. And I've got to play the rest of it before you, but I've got to show you. I've got to show you this one. I've got to make sure I'm so bad about hitting the wrong button and I hit close the tabs. Okay, this is what he's talking about. When the FBI is so scared, this is Andrew McCabe, and he is so petrified. He says, they're going to come in and he's going to blast all of the people and bring down judgment on the people. He is petrified. Enjoy this. Panic.
Promising this wholesale takeover of the Justice Department. I wonder how you worry about what that would look like.
You know, it's terrifying. It's frightening. These are torturous discussions with their family members about whether or not they have to leave the country to avoid being detained. It runs the risk of really dismantling the Department of Justice and the FBI. Listen to what the man says. He typically does what he says, and that's really all the indicators you need.
Do you personally worry about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not gonna hide it. I mean, it is something that anyone who has been in his crosshairs, on his perceived enemies list, it is a very real concern for a lot of people.
Mr. FBI tough guy, why is he wet himself on national TV? He's damn scared because he understands the end is near. So, brother, you and all the other people, these are torturous conversations we're having. Don't torture yourself. Get your passport, get the hell out of the country, because, hey, we're coming over and grab the long arm of the law. Gonna grab you back, bro. Totally constitutional and inside the rule of law, which what you didn't do in trying to destroy this republic. You're gonna get a taste of American justice. American justice. By the rule of law, based on English common law. And guess what, bro? You ain't gonna like it one bit. Your crimes and your treason, Comey, all of you. Go ahead, go to the ends of the earth. We will hunt you down and bring you back, and you will stand accountable before the American people.
Oh my goodness, that sounds just exactly like what I was reading the other day to you from Amos. Remember Amos? He says, if you go to the top of the Mount Carmel, I will go and I will pull you down. If you go to the depths of the sea, I will send the sea serpent after you to bite you. Remember that? I think it's Amos chapter 9. Oh my goodness, that is exactly. We will go wherever we have to go to bring you back and bring you under judgment for what you have done. Oh my goodness, I love it. Very, very exciting. So you can tell they realize, and they've done everything. They tried lawfare. The three things that they have, they tried lawfare, they have tried election interference, and they try war. They're pulling out all the stops to try to do it, and nothing is working. It's only backfiring on them. So exciting. All right, so yeah, here is, this is from this book, End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Amos is one of the minor prophets, and he says that Amos chapter 9. Just search my social media. If you haven't gone to my social media, it's all right here. Social media, all the platforms. If you just search the word Amos, you'll find all these the great clips from Amos. They're just like, we're gonna destroy them, Amos 9. So anyway, so this is more about what Bannon is saying about these people, and then he's talking about Amber Rose also.
Boom, 350 electoral votes. We pick up five or six Senate seats. We hold the House and pick up a couple of three seats. Full spectrum dominance. And why is that? From Wildwood, New Jersey, to South Bronx, to the Bodega Run up in Harlem,
to the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte, to Beverly Hills last night, had a massive turnout, to Dream City, to everybody.
Okay, I don't know what Dream City is, but remember he was also at the fights, and the people came out of the woodwork just like screaming for him. You know, everywhere he goes, it's the same thing. People are coming out of the woodwork saying we support Trump. Finally. Just listen to the litany again one more quick time. I know I just want to enjoy it, right? We've just been so long.
Cent. When you have 50 Cent, Amber Rose, David Sachs, Dr. Phil, Russell Brand, are you kidding me? It's because we're two-thirds of the nation or 75% of the nation. They can't stop it. Why is Andrew McCabe, Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. FBI Tough Guy, why is he wet himself on national TV? He's damn scared because he understands the end is near. So, brother, you and all the other people, these are torturous conversations we're having. Don't torture yourself. Don't torture yourself. Get your passport. Get the hell out of the country because, hey, we're coming. We're going to grab the long arm of the law. Going to grab you back, bro. Totally constitutional and inside the rule of law, which what you didn't do in trying to destroy this republic. You're going to get a taste of American justice. American justice by the rule of law based on English common law. And guess what, bro? You ain't going to like it one bit. Your crimes and your treason, Comey, all of you. Go ahead. Go to the ends of the earth. We will hunt you down and bring you back, and you will stand accountable before the American people. And this is the party that fought what you guys wanted on the FISA requirements. All the lawlessness you've done to spy on Americans, what you've done with the big tech oligarchs and the tech feudalism, we're not prepared to give this republic up, and we're not going to give it up. We're certainly not going to give it up without a fight. And that's what you've got right now. And hey, note to self, ruling class and the sociopathic overlords that run this country and the credential class that kiss their ass and take their pay, right, and the proletariat that they destroyed underneath it. We're freeing the proletariat. We're going to free the working class in this country. Not going to be controlled by you. Not going to be controlled by your propaganda. Not going to be controlled by any of it. They're going to get liberty and they're going to get freedom. And the party that delivers that to them governs for 100 years, and you can see it. I preached this for years, and you see it coming right now. Don't take it from me. Take it from Amber Rose.
All right, yeah, so I'm going to play you the Amber Rose clip right next. But yeah, so yeah, this is the proletariat right here. This is us. We're the proletariat. It's all of us right here. We're the proletariat. We're like, okay, we're ready to have our freedom back. Okay, so I'm going to play this one for you. Let me grab this one real quick. See if I can grab it like what I want. How do I want to do this? Okay, I'm going to do it like this. All right. Here we go. This is, you may have never heard of her. She's a famous rap artist. And listen to what she has to say. I'm telling you right now, when the people listen, hear Amber Rose saying this, it is waking them up. Thank you, Amber Rose. Thank you. And 50 Cent. And of course, Russell Brand and Joe Rogan. Just coming out of the woodwork.
We're shocked with your, you know, endorsement of Donald Trump. I mean, you're all about women's rights issues. I mean, what was the reason for the big change?
Is Donald Trump not for women's rights issues?
I mean, I guess a lot of people are asking.
He's trying to make America great again. That's for women too, right?
That's true.
Okay, there you go.
I know. Does him getting convicted, like, change the way you view him?
Not at all.
I mean, do you think it'll help his chances, like, getting, like, reelected or, like, you'll
hurt him? I think it helps him more.
Oh, it actually,
yeah, absolutely. I think people see the injustice and what happened, and they want to vote for him more than ever.
I know. I wanted to ask you. So it seems like a lot of celebrities are kind of like voting for Trump now. I mean, why do you think people are kind of like changing their way of like?
I think we just did our research, and we're just, you know, we're not brainwashed anymore by the left. I can say that about myself. All these years I've been brainwashed, and I'm not anymore.
No. Oh my goodness, I love that. All these years I've been brainwashed, and I'm not anymore. What can I tell you? I'm not brainwashed anymore. Oh, Jesus. Be still my heart. How awesome is that, you guys? Isn't that awesome? This is so encouraging. That is great. So now I want to make sure you share this video so everybody hears about what Amber Rose had to say. It's very encouraging. And if you just go on my social media and then search Amber Rose, you'll find videos where you can just grab that one clip if you want to. So we're the Freedom Force Battalion. We're sharing all this information fast as we can go. And so I love this attitude from Bannon. He's like, you will not be, you can't shut me up. No prison built or jail will shut me up. I love it. Check it out.
Okay, thanks. I've got great lawyers, and we're going to go all the way to Supreme Court if we have to.
Uh-oh. Let me just go run it again. Come on.
Okay, thanks. I've got great lawyers, and we're going to go all the way to Supreme Court if we have to, but I want to say something specifically about the Justice Department. Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, the entire Justice Department, they're not going to shut up Trump. They're not going to shut up Navarro. They're not going to shut up Bannon, and they're certainly not going to shut up MAGA. If you look right here, you reporters, in the 2.5 or 3 years we've been here, look at the rise of MAGA. Look at the rise of Donald Trump. If the election was held today, according to Harry Enten over at CNN, President Trump would win in a landslide. All of this, besides the major legal issues that have to be addressed, all of this is about one thing. This is about shutting down the MAGA movement, shutting down grassroots conservatives, shutting down President Trump. Not only are we winning, we are going to prevail. And every number and every poll shows that. There's nothing that can shut me up and nothing that will shut me up. There's not a prison built or a jail built that will ever shut me up. All victory to MAGA. We're going to win this. We're going to win at the Supreme Court. And more importantly, we're going to win on November 5th in an amazing landslide with the Senate, the House, and also Donald J. Trump back as President of the United States.
There you go. Love it. Love it. Where's the person with the whistle? The whistle man wasn't out there today. There's somebody's hollering for a little bit, but somebody, I don't know, they grabbed him, what, shut him down real quick. And so normally they had that whistle. The whistle, you can't even make out what he was saying normally because they have someone with the whistle. But that person was... They lost their whistle. Their whistle's broke. Something happened. Yeah, no jail that is built will shut me up. Isn't that awesome? I love it. Thank you so much, Bannon. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, so this was... Okay, let me play the good one first. Okay, this is the one... Okay, this is the one with Joe Arpaio. At the TPUSA, Turning Point USA event. So I want you to see this. It's so great. It's just so great. He just loves President Trump. President Trump loves him. He says, I don't kiss men, but I kiss him. Because this man was busy on it, shutting down the border back in the day. And he was doing such a great job. And of course now, with the ridiculous Biden administration, it's just been ridiculously just impossible to stop it. But anyway, check this out.
I don't kiss men, but I kissed him. We had a real border with this guy. People said he was too tough or too... Now they're saying, where is Sheriff Joe? He's 170 years old, but we want him back. Joe, say something.
I'll tell you this. I created a video for you, but if you want to go read Jubilees 23, it talks about that our lives will begin to extend until we reach 1,000 years. This is because we'll have our health, we'll know what's been going on. All this that's been done to the water and the air and the food and all these things that they tried to do to destroy us will be gone. And we'll have healthy food and everything will be going great. Healthy medicine won't be poison, right? Anyway, so look at that beautiful smile from our president. Oh my goodness, Joe Arpaio is so lucky sitting there and... with our wonderful president. Anyway, but it talks about that in that chapter was when Abraham died and he only lived to 175. I'm going to get off on this subject if I don't watch out, but I love this whole subject. But he was a contemporary of Noah. And Noah had told him about the building the ark and the flood and all the people dying and that they were the only ones left and blah, blah, blah. He told him all that. They were contemporaries. You don't think about that because these people in Noah's day lived long, long lives. They lived what they call 18 jubilees, which is 900 years. 18, because a jubilee is 50 years. And so they lived 9 jubilees. I'm sorry, did I say that right? 18 jubilees, which is 900 years. I didn't say that right. Okay, so wait, one more time so I can say it right. 18 jubilees, which is 900 years. This is what we're going to have also. It says in that very passage that in the future, you know, he says that during this period of time, we would have shortened lives. But then there would come a day when we would return to the statutes and our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. Check it out, Jubilees chapter 23. You can find it online. You can also find it on YouTube where you can actually listen to it. All right, so here's what Joe Hart had to say about wonderful President Trump.
I want to see her birth certificate. He doesn't believe my age. You think I'm 73?
I think you're 50.
I love this guy. When NBC came up to me, he said, John McCain, your hero. And I paused. Because 4 months before, I woke up and told my wife, and thank you, everything you've done for Ava. Never forget
that. His wife had cancer.
Never. So
I don't know what Trump
did. So I said about McCain, I'm not going to badmouth him. You know, he still served our country. But when I woke up, I told my wife, I finally found the only hero I ever had in my life. And that's him.
Yes, thank you, Juan Lupita, 1996, that Joe Arpaio exposed Obama's fake birth certificate. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, awesome, awesome. So something happened with his wife, had cancer, and I don't know what President Trump did for him, but he helped to save her life, so she must be doing terrific now. That's so great. So here President Trump is exposing the trafficking. That Biden is the number one trafficker of all time because of this open border, and 85,000 now children have been lost in the system. And this is an abomination. This is an abomination that this has happened. Check it out.
Migrant crime, stealing innocent American lives. Crooked Joe is also responsible for more women and children being sold into slavery than anyone else in modern history. Because we are so weak on the borders now. We were so strong. This guy,
I'm telling you, he was blasting. He was coming out blazing at the Turning Point USA. So this one is where he's talking about the feds. I can't remember exactly what this one is. Sorry.
My loyalty is to the American people. And starting on day one, I will shift massive portions of federal law enforcement to immigration enforcement, including parts of the DEA, ATF, FBI, and DHS, if you know what that all is. I will deploy the U.S. Navy to impose a full blockade like I had on the cartels, because when the land gets tough to get across, they swing it out with the boats, and we will stop that. We already did. And deny them access to the waterways of our region. We will put the cartels out of business, and I will make clear to every federal department and agency that we must use any and all resources to stop this invasion of our country, including moving thousands of troops, if necessarily, currently stationed overseas to our own borders. We protect other countries, but we don't protect our own country. Before we defend the borders of foreign countries, we will secure the border of our country. I think that makes sense.
Common sense.
But first, and most importantly, because without this, it's only going to go bad, we have to win this November. We have to win.
Yes, we'll talk about that here in a little bit, what everyone on our battalion has to do to help, okay? We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Actually, you know what? Since we're talking about that right now, I'll go ahead and talk about it. Okay, there's two things to do. The first most important thing as far as the timing is to, because our time is running out on this one thing. We have to have the voter records cleansed by, I think, July 15th. Which sounds like a lot of, it's not any time at all. That's no time hardly at all. Here we are already on the 9th of June. So what you've got to do is go to truthevote.org. I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to mess all this up. I mean, I don't want to mess this up. This is too important. Truthevote.org. Truthevote.org. Okay. When you go there, you're going to go to the IV3 project and you're going to register. Okay. It's so important. This woman has been fighting continuously, doggedly for 15 years to try to get our voter records cleansed. We have to do whatever we got to do to get each of the counties, but you can only clean them in your county. I need people from all counties across America. This is so easy because they've already done all the hard work for us. You just get a list of the ones in your county that there's 200 at a commercial property or something like that, or they've moved long ago, and we need to make sure that we print out a list. And the ones that we want to challenge, and we sign it, and we take it over to our election official. This is so easy. This is so easy to do. You don't have to spend one nickel. You can just going in there and just, you know, like in our county, there's 1,900. So we have a team that's working on, this person's doing 300 and this person's doing 300, whatever. And we share this job. But if you can't find someone to help you, just get in there and plow through it. That's what we got to do as patriots. We got to plow through it and go and take this over there. You can make sure, show it to them and say, are all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted to make sure that this is right before I take it over. But they are there to help us get this done. But they can't do it in your county. Only someone who's in your county can go and has the standing to remove fraudulent voters in your county. Okay, you see, this is so, so important. And when you do, I want you to do this for me. You'll get the reviewed challenged records, and it'll come out on your screen. Take a screenshot, either with your phone or however you want to do it. I don't care. Just take a screenshot of it and send it to me on freedomforce.live. And you go right here, then you'll see you can do contact Team Melly. And so I have a wonderful team that goes over it and make sure that we get all of our emails answered. And so they will send you a present from me, a present just from me, as my wonderful, I love my book about Jesus, The Miracle Man. It's about 9 people who met Jesus. I wrote this book long ago to help people come to know the Lord, and I think you would really, really love it, and I will send that to you as a PDF for free if you will just please help us, everybody. We cannot wait for somebody else to do this. Thank goodness this is not a tactile war where we have to go on a battlefield and get shot like you know Mel Gibson was doing before with the Bannon face. This is where we just do this work behind the scenes in the safety of our homes. We're nobody's shooting at us while we're doing this. This is just us in here getting the voter records purged and doing our job, right? And so this is what the Lord has called us to do. Thank you so much for Catherine Engelbrecht, who has done this. Last week, she was supposed to come on the show. And imagine this, the very moment we're supposed to go live, the internet goes down. They don't want us to do this. They don't want us to, I don't know what happened. It may just have been a coincidence. But bottom line, I know one thing, they don't want us to cleanse these voter records. And so we've got to do it. We have to do it. Okay, so who's going to do it? Who's with me? Everybody, we got it, all hands on deck. The other thing is to go on TrumpForce47.com. TrumpForce47. This is where they're saying for you to help take out yard signs, to, you know, just delivering yard signs, calling people to remind them to vote, helping people get, you know where to go to get to the polls. These types of things that you can be a helper in your community to get the vote out for Trump, be a poll watcher, those kinds of things. So this is where you volunteer in your county. Okay, so we've got to have all hands on deck. Everybody do something. Everybody do something. It's not enough to watch a show. We've got to do a lot of other things too. Now, this is that clip where President Trump was saying that revenge is So it takes time. Okay. The thing I wanted to show you before, I don't forget. Okay. So everything I'm going to do. Okay. Yes. So here's the whole thing. And this is crazy. We have to, somebody on here count with me, how many times does Dr. Phil go back to the subject about we don't want to have vengeance? He keeps going on and on and on about it. And President Trump tries to change the subject and move along to something else. And then he just keeps right coming back. And yeah, this is not the one where it talks about Oprah. But it just made me, I just wondered why President Trump brought up Oprah twice in this interview. I've got all of them over on my social media. If you want to go back and watch the whole Dr. Phil interview, just search Dr. Phil and you'll see all of them. And I was like, why does he keep talking about Oprah? How is Oprah involved in any of this? I think she somehow is involved in this interview. And I heard someone was saying, well, he doesn't work with her anymore. She's got his own network, which is fine. But somehow or another, I'm thinking they're still buddies. And she's got to put this bug in his ear. I don't know. It just seems strange to me. And you guys tell me what you think. Somebody count how many times. Just like, really? Check it out.
To rise above this cycle of ugly, I'm not going to play this gotcha retribution game. It stops now. I'll forgive. I'll not ever forget. But I am not going to play this retribution game. I am going to put the American people first, not getting my pound of flesh first. You got to do what you got to do, but I'm going to put this country as the shining city on the hill. I am moving forward. I'm not playing the retribution game. It stops with me. It stops here. What if you took that approach?
I'm okay with that. I am. I'm okay with that. Sometimes, I'm sure in certain moments, I wouldn't be. You know, when you go through what I've been through, they spied on my campaign. You know, they spied on my campaign. Remember I announced it? Wow. They did things that people don't even talk about. And I got rid of Comey, and I got rid of a lot of people. I got rid of a lot of people. Thousands of people. At the VA, I cleaned it, 9,000 people. They were sadists. I got rid of them. But what they've done is bad.
Okay, I got to say something. Not to interrupt President Trump, but so he said, oh, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Well, Phil didn't believe him. I mean, he's like, oh, okay, great. And I think he realized after President Trump started speaking that he's not going to be okay with that, really. In practicality, it's going to be judgment will fall on criminals. We cannot allow criminals to go free. The ones who have run this whole world, they cannot continue in these positions of authority, and they cannot continue to and get away with their crimes against humanity. And so, you know, he realizes that. Does anybody here believe that President Trump is going to be okay with all the crimes they've done against us? I am your retribution. Remember that?
With all of that being said, we have to unite the country, Phil. The country has to be united. This country is a mess.
Every situation needs a hero. What a great opportunity for you to stop this cycle, this vicious cycle of gotcha, gotcha back.
Okay, look at the lips. Okay, y'all, it just cracks me up. Check President Trump's lips. That's the lips. It's like, I'm not going to buy into anything you're saying. Y'all take a screenshot of those lips. Like, nope. Nope, nope. Yeah. You can say that, Phil, all day long, but we're going to have retribution. Check it out again.
Stop this cycle, this vicious cycle of gotcha, gotcha back, gotcha, gotcha back. Every situation needs a hero. What a great opportunity to step up and say, you know what, it stops here, it stops with me.
I think you'll be impressed. We have to unite.
Oh, goodness, what, did I not play? I want to show the lips again. What happened?
Every situation needs a hero. What a great opportunity.
What is the deal with
United? This country is a mess.
Every situation needs a hero. What a great opportunity for you to stop this cycle, this vicious cycle of gotcha, gotcha back, gotcha, gotcha back. Every situation needs a hero. What a great opportunity to step up and say, you know what, it stops here, it stops with me.
I think you'll be impressed. We have to unite the country. We have to say.
Okay, I'm going to stop again. I think you'll be impressed. Okay, I'll decode that for you. I think you'll be impressed by the devastation of our enemies. think it'll be very impressive. I think it will rock the world. The entire world is going to be impressed by the destruction of our enemies. He can't come out and necessarily say all that, but I'm going to. We're going to lock them up. We're going to bring them before firing squads. We've got, if they've done treason, that is the death penalty. Okay? So there you go.
The country. That's not really saving the country. There are people that did some bad things. I know who they are and all of that. But as an example with Hillary Clinton, I'd mention her name. Everyone's screaming, thousands and thousands. Yeah, we just had 107,000 people show up in New Jersey. You saw that. 25,000 people showed up in the South Bronx.
In the South Bronx.
But we had Wildwood, New Jersey. 107,000 people. It was a record. They've never had that. When I mention the name Hillary in the previous to the last election, they said, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. But I would be there, and I'd try to almost quiet them down. They were going crazy. How would it be I win, and I lock Hillary Clinton up? The president's wife, the former president's wife, I locked her up. And how would it be if I took the Secretary of State, your Secretary of State, and we threw her into a prison someplace? I think it was terrible. And yet now they're trying to do that with me. Think of it. I didn't want to do that. I could have done that pretty easily. She busted up her phones and she busted up her laptops and what they did. And they put bleach bit. You know what bleach bit is? It's so expensive. Nobody uses it because it's an acid and it wipes everything out. Could have done it real easy. Don't forget, she disobeyed a subpoena from the United States Congress. And she broke up all this machinery, all this technology, after she got the subpoena. Think of it. How would it look if I took a president of the United States wife and threw her into a prison? I hated it because I wanted to bring the country together, and I largely did. And I brought it together through success because it was the most successful economy in the history of our country. Okay. Now, the difference is they're trying to do it to me. And maybe you could feel differently about it, but I don't feel differently. Retribution is going to be through success. We're going to make it very successful. We have to bring the country together.
Okay. You could feel differently about it. Retribution will be through success. But that's not the only way it's going to be retribution. That's not the only way. So here he's going to go again. He's like, oh yeah, you got to make sure that there's no retribution for these people. The retribution will only be through success. He's already done this. He's already proven that he went all these 4 years after all that they were doing, and he never did this lock them up type of deal and what they're doing to him. He's already proven that. But the reality is these people clearly will not stop, and they've come at him and all of us, and we have to be protected. That's the whole point. When you throw someone in jail, it's not that you're trying to harm them. You're trying to protect the people. You're actually trying to do both. But anyway, you're trying to punish the evildoer. But you've got to protect the people, most importantly. So, yeah, it's a, yeah, here he goes again. He's trying again.
And you can do that. Because let me tell you, this revenge thing is, there's a lot of research and Dr. James Kimmel at Yale has done this research and seen neurologically in the brain that there's an addiction to revenge, just like to opioid or whatever. And that even if people...
Oh, gosh. Did y'all hear that? Did you hear him go, So now he's playing psychiatrist with President Trump. And he's going to say this at some point. I don't know if he's already said it, but that he's like, people get interviewed by you and you ask them all these questions. And next thing you know, they're crying. And he said, that'll never happen to me. And, so he's trying to do his little psychiatrist hypnosis type things on President Trump. And President Trump is not going to buy it. He's like, oh, really? This is research. He's like, oh, this would be bad. We get addicted to doing this. Yeah, that's the problem we're having in our country, that we're addicted to holding criminals accountable for their crimes. We're addicted to stopping the criminals from taking over our government. That's the problem in America. Really? Okay. I don't think so. I don't think that's the problem. That's not the problem at all. Yeah, just look at his eyes. Look at him listening to him. It's like, really? You're really trying to sell me this crap? That's what his face. Isn't that his face? Tell me, y'all, that's his face. Oh, my goodness, it's so funny. Okay, check it out.
James Kimmel at Yale has done this research and seen neurologically in the brain that there's an addiction to revenge, just like to opioid or whatever. And that if people commit a crime and they get arrested for it, they see themselves as the victim and they want revenge against the person that arrested them. And then the person that arrested them gets hammered. So now that person says, okay, well, I'm not going to put up with that. So they go back after the criminal. Now the criminal.
Oh, look at the face. Look at his face. His face cracks me up. He's just like, go on, keep trying, go ahead, spend all your time and all your ammunition. And it's a bunch of BS. Oh my goodness. It's so funny. Phil, I can't even believe he was attempting this.
Has been victimized again. And so we get into this loop where we're addicted to it back and forth. It's got to stop. And we're better than this. We must be better than this. And you're big enough to do it. Every situation needs a hero. You can stop this. You say, well.
No. Okay, that's what we need, is a hero who will make sure that the criminals aren't held accountable for their crimes. Is that the hero we need? No, I don't think so. We need a hero who will hold these criminals accountable for their crimes against humanity and against our country, who have committed treason.
I think it ends here. It ends with me.
I think you'll be proud of the job we do. And, the word revenge is a very strong word, but maybe we have revenge through success. But that's what I'd like to see. I want to see the country survive, because this country is not going to survive like this. And really, the expression, I think it's the greatest theme ever in politics, maybe, because it's the biggest movement. We want to make America great again, and that's what we have to do. And I think you'd be very proud of the job we do.
The Pope has a book out that he's written.
So here he goes again. How many are we up to, y'all? How many times? Oh, that's a very good point. Thank you, Ginger. I noticed that he's not looking in President Trump's eyes. He knows he can't look, the steely eyes of truth staring back at him. He can't look in President Trump's eyes. Yeah, that's a very good point. President Trump's looking in his eyes.
He says, we are all brothers and sisters, and there must be no resentment among us for any war to truly end. Forgiveness is necessary. Otherwise, what will follow is not justice, but revenge. And that's true even in the cultural wars that we're fighting here. I think you have so much to do, you don't have time to get even. You only have time to get right.
Well, revenge does take time, I will say that.
It does.
And sometimes revenge can be justified, Phil. I have to be honest. Sometimes it can.
But is the country better or worse for them going after you?
I think the country is really...
Okay, but it's not the same, Phil. Dr. Phil, it's not the same, because President Trump did nothing wrong. But when there are people who've literally committed crimes against our country called treason, then yes, it is worth our time. It is worth our time, because we've got to get these people gone out of here. And by the way, this is biblical. Nothing can stop what is coming, because this is biblical. This is the end times for them. This is the end for them. This is where we're going to bring down justice on them, like Samson. If you remember the story about Samson bringing down the two columns onto the heads of the criminals below, of the ruling class below. That's on this book. This is biblical. I mean, it's on and on and on. Every story brings down judgment. If you remember Elijah, they were the prophets of Baal, and Elijah, the Lord brought down this fire from heaven, He did, this is very important point. He dried up the sacrifice, right? He just burned up the sacrifice and all the water and everything was gone. Poof. And all of a sudden people realized they've been following these wrong people. They've been following the wrong ones. And they realized, they said, grab the prophets of Baal. Grab them all. And these evildoers, and they took them down to the Kishon River, and they had them killed all there. They all were destroyed. And then the land had peace. The land had rest, because these evildoers were gone. The ones who were sacrificing the children. This is not complicated. This is in story after story after story. I have 17 stories about how this is all, the biblical nature of what we are watching play out. We have to. And if someone doesn't have the stones to mete out justice, then get out of the way. And this is where the Christian church and all the religious communities are weak-kneed, lily-livered, pathetic. And we've got to have tough, strong people who will not bow and who will not buckle and who will hold these people to an account for their crimes against humanity. And trust me, Dr. Phil, you're no match for President Trump. He is going to destroy his enemies. Trust me.
Any worse for what they've done. And I think you see that when you look at the poll numbers, when you see that almost 400.
Well, and I hear you what you're saying. Sorry, someone had said CMMAN check, whatever, said, I wish President Trump had corrected the narrative to justice instead of revenge. And I hear what you're saying, and I don't disagree, really. Except we do need the vengeance of our Lord. Okay, this is what it talks about, is to take this is the day when the vengeance will be meted out on what they've done. This is what retribution is. We need to have people have to pay for what they've done to us. That's the whole point of revenge, is that I'm not trying to bring revenge on, like they're trying to do with President Trump, and he didn't do anything. We're trying to mete out justice on those who've done crimes against us. We feel the pain of what they have done to us. I don't have to go through it all, do I? You know all the things they have done to us. The poisoning of our children. The between the COVID and the lies in the schools, and now the hormone disruptors, and the destruction of our country, the removal of our rights, the taking away of our freedoms, the attempt to kill us. They have to pay for their crimes against us. It's personal. Yes, it's personal. We have to have them gone from humanity.
$1 million has poured in since this horrible decision was made. That was a few days ago. Numbers that nobody's ever heard of in politics before. It's a great honor. The people of our country get it. You know, they're very smart. Taken as a whole, I have to say, they're very smart. But it's been an honor being with you.
And listening to all this baloney, Dr. Phil. He saved this for the last. And so they've been there for a very long time. But he wanted to talk to President Trump about this and try to convince President Trump not to mete out justice or revenge, whatever you want to call it, to nail these people and put them in prison. He did not. He wanted to try to give it one try, and he tried. Who thinks President Trump is going to pay any attention to that? Not me. Okay, yeah, don't forget, check this out. I'll just put that link at the end so you can make sure to get that link before we go. All right, so this is where I wanted to show you of Zephaniah. Zephaniah, chapter 3. I'm all in excited to read Amos chapter 9 right now. I'm in the mood to read Amos 9, but I do want to show you some of this too. Let me just so I can get this out of my system. I'm going to read for you a little bit of Amos 9, super quick, super quick. Let me see if I can get myself out of the way here. Amos 9. Okay, so here is, this goes right along with what Bannon was saying, right along with what President Trump was saying, you know, when they were discussing that vengeance takes time. Strike the tops of the temples. The temple columns, so that the foundations will shake. Again, to remind you of Samson bringing down this temple on their heads. This is what it is. It's bring down this justice, this judgment onto them for what they've done. Bring down the roof on the heads of the people below. I will kill with the sword those who survive. No one will escape. Even if they dig down to the place of the dead, I will reach down and pull them up. Even if they climb up to the heavens, I will bring them down. Even if they hide at the very top of Mount Carmel, I will search them out and capture them. Even if they hide at the bottom of the ocean, I will send the sea serpent after them to bite them. Even if their enemies drive them into exile, I will command the sword to kill them there. I am determined to bring disaster upon them and not to help them. How about that? There you go. How about that for a heap and helping of retribution? And this is the promise. Once we get these people gone, we will have peace that will settle over the earth. And this is what it says in Amos chapter 9, verse 11. In that day, I'll restore the fallen house of David. I'll repair its damaged walls. From the ruins, I will rebuild it and restore its former glory. And Israel, God's people, will possess what is left of Edom, the evildoers. And all the nations I've called to be mine, the Lord has spoken, and he will do these things. Now, when you think about Edom, that is Esau's people, the ones who symbolized Edom, Esau, in his evil ways, okay? They talk about Esau and Jacob were the same. They were not. They were not. That's a big fat lie. One was evil, one was good. It talks about this in Romans chapter 9. Clearly, there's one that was evil and one that was good. This is what it says. And there's a picture of humanity. There are evildoers and there are those who are righteous. And we are the righteous. They try to make us equivocate that we're all the same. No, we're not. We are truth tellers. We're out here fighting for humanity. We're fighting for truth. We're not of the same group as these evil demon worshipers. Not by a long shot. And all, he says, Israel, God's people. When you see the word Israel, think of those who love God. Those who follow and obey God, they will possess what is left of Edom, the demon worshipers. We're going to possess it, you guys. All this money, all this they've stolen from us will come back to us. That's what the Jubilee bundle is about, the bundle behind me. And all the nations I've called to be mine, the Lord has spoken, he will do these things. The time will come when the grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. The terraced vineyards on the hills of Israel will drip with sweet wine, with joy. Just drip with sweet wine is a picture of just the joy. You won't even believe it. You're like, are you kidding me? Beautiful days, no more sickness, no more wars, no more incessant news that's just like on and on and on. Thus, like today, I was watching this thing and it's talking about, you know, this whole thing of the people who were supposedly set free, the IDF went and rescued 9 people. Come on. Baloney. There's no way. No. It's just, I don't believe a word out of their mouths. I'm so sick of the lies. The Bible says in Revelation 20, there'll be no more deception for 1,000 years. Just, that is probably my favorite thing. What do you guys think? I want all of it, but I'm so sick up to here with the lies. I'm in rare form today. That got me all wired up. I'll bring my exiled people of Israel back from distant lands. They will rebuild their ruined cities and live in them again. This is talking about the people who will go back to their homes, who've come to America basically to be safe. So a lot of these people, there's a lot of good people who are just coming here so they won't starve in Venezuela or starve in Honduras or in Nicaragua or wherever, in Haiti or wherever. Imagine you were there and you're in a terrible plight and they're there. It talks about this in Revelation 14, that these people are put in safety by the great eagle. And I really think that's America. And they're here for safety, but then they can go back. Once they have good people running their country, they want to go home. They want to go home. They don't want to live here. They don't understand the language. You know, would you want to go somewhere you couldn't even understand the language? They want to go back to their home. And they'll be able to. It says here in verse 14, I'll bring my exiled people back from distant lands and they will rebuild their ruined cities and live in them again. They'll be able to have peace in their homeland and have a job and have work and be able to do things and not be held down. This is and all these evil things done to them. They'll plant vineyards and gardens. They'll eat their crops and drink their wine. I will firmly plant them there in their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I have given them. This is clearly has not been fulfilled yet, but this is fixing to be. It's fixing to be. Very, very exciting. I think I'm just going to do that one today because I just love Amos. It's really right on what target of what we were talking about today between Bannon and President Trump. Let's just do it that way. All right. If you're not familiar, I talk about all this in the books, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. Please go to the website. Many of you have read the books. If you will please do me a giant favor and put over there a review. I would really, really appreciate it. Just put reviews over here. We have terrific, terrific reviews, and I really appreciate it so much. So this is the Decode of Revelation. This is the Major Clues for Minor Prophets, and this is Biblical. If you could put one on each one of them, I would really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for helping. And don't forget to hit that like button. For those of you who are new, who've just gotten here, hit the like button. And don't forget, over all my social media, that's just where you find all the social media links right here. Okay, I think that was it. Oh, no, there's one more thing. Okay, this is I want you to be able to understand and see through what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. So there have been some, the people who are marching against the genocide in Gaza, they were marching up there, and there's a few people, a few people who were throwing water bottles at the police and whatever, being rude to the police and all that. But the predominance of them were trying to just march for the people of Gaza. They're trying to help protect the people of Gaza. And I don't think you can probably see this picture very well, but here, let me see. No, it's too small. This is a picture of someone has defaced this monument for George Washington. This is a child in the rubble of Gaza. This is a child in the rubble of Gaza. You tell me which is worse. And remember, they hijack every movement that is trying to fight for justice. We're up there January 6th. We're up there trying to get a free and fair election. And it got hijacked and turned into something that it wasn't. And we got, called every name in the book. The same thing is happening to these people who are marching for justice for the children in Gaza. This is exactly what the same thing. This is the same thing. They hijack it. And then can you believe these people? Let's not fall victim to the lies. I'm so sick up to here of the lies. These people are fighting for the justice of and for freedom for the people of Gaza, just like we're fighting for freedom for our elections. And they lied about us. They hijack it and they change it into something it's not. But I just continue to pray for these children. So many have been killed. It's just awful. And this is the latest thing I want you to see, that the United Nations officially adds Israel to its blacklist of countries that, you know what, children. And joining groups such as ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and others. They're now on this black list. People need to wake up. Wake up. I know you guys are. Lord, please help the people wake up and understand what's really going on. Because they've got to understand that just because someone says they're an Israelite, that doesn't mean that they are. Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9 both say that there are some that say they are Jews, but they are not. They're the synagogue of Satan. These people who kill children are of the synagogue of Satan. That's all there is to it. There you go. All right. Now, thank you very much, Edge. Think for yourself. You might like it. I have been since birth. Thank you, Edge. Thank you. Very good. Say thank you, guys. I got myself all in a tear today. I did. But this is worth getting yourself all torn up about. We're going to have justice. Amos said it. This is biblical. All right. So don't forget to go on here and like, share, and subscribe. Join with me on and watch all the videos about how this is the end times for them. And 1,000 years of peace for us. I think that's everything I had to share. I think that's everything. Okay. Yes, I already showed you about. Okay, that I was thinking at the end I would show you about joining President Trump. Don't forget to go to TrumpForce47.com. Volunteer there. Are y'all writing that down? I'm gonna. Songbird, could you put this in the chat, please? TrumpForce47.com. TrumpForce47.com. And so then also put in the chat this one. Actually, I guess I can drag this one over. True the Vote. I'm going to just put that there. Yay, it worked. TrueTheVote.org to go on and cleanse the voter records. And don't forget, I'll send you my book. Okay? Okay, that's it. And this is, don't forget to go on my channel right here about how you can get your health back. I'm so excited about all the things that I'm seeing people getting their health back. We're seeing the day. Soon I'm going to be posting this video about how the Bible says in Jubilees chapter 23, it says our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. And this is what my health page is all about, is we're seeing all of this happening before our eyes. Look at everything on all of my health page and all of this whole section here, because this is about detoxing, cleansing your water, making sure that everything you have in your home is pure, making sure that your water is pure, making sure that you have even the vibration technology so that you can cleanse your body and release all these toxins. It's amazing. I'm very, very thankful that the Lord has helped me to piece this together. And this is it's what good is it if we have this victory but we don't have our health back? We have to have our health back. Watch this video about the zeolite. It's all over here on freedomforce.live/health. Okay. Yeah, all right. I think that the fulvic acid is not on the special. I think it's now up to $13 for your first bottle. But definitely that was the one that makes your little, makes you have all the nutrients in your body. This is the video on that one. Yeah, that one right there. And where you get all healthy like a beautiful green plant. All right, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that this is the day we've been waiting for. Prophets wanted to see this great day, and we are getting to witness it before our very eyes. Thank you for this great awakening that's happening. Thank you for these courageous people who are standing up and who have such huge following. Thank you for Joe Rogan and Russell Brand and Amber Rose and 50 Cent and all these who are fighting so hard. Thank you for President Trump, of course, and Steve Bannon, all these who are reaching others. And Lord, we thank you that for every person on the Freedom Force Battalion who's in here, in it to win it, too big to rig, fighting so hard, I pray that you will strengthen them to keep fighting, to keep sharing the truth, to cleanse the voter records in their area, to volunteer for President Trump, to be on TrumpForce47.com. And Lord, we pray that every person here will have the courage and the wherewithal, the strength to stand up against this evil, to expose it and to root it out from the earth so we can enter these beautiful days that I just read about in Amos chapter 9. Lord, we will go to the ends of the earth and we will root them out so that we can have these beautiful days, 1,000 years of peace on earth. We praise you. We thank you that you bought all this with your precious blood, Lord Jesus. You did this for us and we praise you and we thank you and we love you and we pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. Okay, one last thing. One last quick thing. If you go to the website, freedomforce.live, and you go to the videos and the categories, you go to small group. Just type small group, okay? You will see a bunch of videos come up, and I said that. Well, that's not right. So much for that. What is the deal? Wave down here. Small group. It should come up. There you go. Just scroll down here. Small group Bible study. We've got 13 videos on there. I've noticed that a lot of people are still are very confused about end times. So I not only do they have the book, I also have the audiobook right here. Here's where the audiobook is, right here. But I also have videos where we're breaking down the study guide. And I'm almost finished with it. Like 24 chapters. I'm just a few away to having this finished. But if you watch these videos, you can do it here or you can go onto Rumble. Real quick, I'll see if I can click right here to go to Rumble. You'll see them from time to time. Like here's number 13 and you'll scroll down, you'll see number whatever. And this is how it will help you to piece together and understand Revelation. Because I know it's complicated. And so it'll help you to piece it all together, okay? I think that's it. Guys, I got to go. I got to run. But I love you guys. I'm so glad that we were here together today, as always. Yes, thank you, Edge One. I'll be a superhero. All of you guys are superheroes. You are the chosen bundle of grain. Just like I was saying, you are the great Omer. You are the first fruits. And there's a very special blessing for the first fruits. I'm not going to go into it right now, but I will tell you another time because I've talked about it before. And so those of you who know, it says that death has no power over the first fruits. So we'll see. All right. I think that's it. I'm glad you were here. I'm going to be on the chat for just a few more minutes and answering anybody's questions. And I will talk to you later.